This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There were dramatic declines this year in both reading and math scores among nine-year-olds compared to 2020. This is from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That is the bad news. The good news is that districts have an unprecedented amount of money at their disposal to help kids make up lost ground. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Researchers know there are certain things that can help kids catch up. Intensive tutoring, doubling the length of math class, extra instruction after school. Economist Tom Kane is with the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard.
Everybody's been eager to get back to normal, but normal's not going to be enough right now.
The American Rescue Plan provided $122 billion to help public schools recover from the pandemic. And at least 20% of that must be spent on academic catch-up.
Nobody is saying, but wait a minute, is that going to be enough?
Part of the problem is you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the people to do it, it can't be done.
Natty Messick is principal of the only school in Fertile Beltrami District in northwestern Minnesota. It received just over $1 million in federal recovery funds, and Messick's been trying to hire someone to teach an elementary after-school program for over a year now. He says his current teaching workforce is tired.
We just don't have anybody on staff that is really excited about putting in more hours a day than they're already putting in.
At Oak Mountain Middle School in Birmingham, Alabama, Principal Larry Haynes created what he calls a zero period, where students can bring their breakfast to the classroom just after 7 in the morning and get extra time with the teacher. But he says it's been hard to connect with parents during the pandemic to help them understand the need.
For those 2 years, we weren't allowing anybody to come in this school because we were trying to protect, keep people from getting sick. And when we opened the doors back up, it sure is nice.
According to the new federal assessment, low-income kids had much greater declines in reading and math, and there could be long-term consequences. Again, Harvard economist Tom Kane.
If there is no catch-up, those kids will, their earnings will be about 5% lower for the rest of their lives.
Schools have spent the last 2 years just trying to make it through. Now they have the opportunity and the money to help students make up lost ground. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.